This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
And, you know, for me, and Joey knows this, you know, when it comes to, like, leadership, I like yes people. I like to say, like, here's an idea, and I bring it to somebody, and somebody's like, yes. And then there are some people are just their default response is, I don't know. And I've dealt with athletic directors across the state. And sometimes they're like, I don't know. And, you know, Carl Gates, who's the AD here at Granby High School, first of all, he might be the most educated athletic director we talk. He's got two master's degrees and great hair and a beard that's competing with Joey, although I'm still going to give Joey. You don't diet, do you?
No.
Okay, so yeah. You got the coloring maybe. It's the only issue.
He's got the length, yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely got the length. And so I sort of forgot to call earlier in the week, and I called later in the week, and I was like, this is what I want to do, and you were like, let's do it. And
absolutely.
It's great because, you know, we're going to talk to Joe Louis in a second here, one of your student athletes. But I just want to ask you, like, you've done a lot of different things in your career. Like, what makes you love being here in Granby? And small towns are tough, right, because, like, enrollment fluctuates and you never know what you're going to get, you know, how many athletes you're going to get from one sport or another. I mean, it can be challenging.
Yeah, absolutely. Granby is an incredible town. We're a small town feel, but we have great administrators, great parents. Our stands are packed on Friday night football games, and we really invest in our student athletes. It's part of the reason that I came back here. I originally worked here for 8 years in the beginning of my career, left to go up to Massachusetts and decided to come back because of the kids. Kids like Joey and parents that come out to these games, and it's a great feel. We really do invest in our town. Athletics is important to our town, and it's something that I just truly love to do as an athletic director, and I couldn't ask for a better place to be.
What's the enrollment?
So we're about 550, between 550 and 600.
So you play in S? Or?
We do have a couple schools in M. Our volleyball team is in M. They made it to the state finals this year. But most of our schools are S or double S for football, which, like you said, does have its challenges as far as rosters. But, again, we have great feeder programs, Granby Rovers soccer. Our little league program is strong. So we're able to bring these kids up through. We have middle school teams, and we're able to have these teams supported when they get to the high school level. It's really great.
So, Joe, you're a junior?
I'm a sophomore.
Oh, you're a sophomore. You're going to be a junior next year.
Yes.
And are you the quarterback?
Yeah, I'm going to be the quarterback going into this year.
Next year. And then you're playing baseball, too.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so you were born and you went all the way through the system.
Yeah, all
here.
The way through the system.
What's it like for me? Like, I went to public school my whole life, but I went to two high schools, and I went to prep school for 2 years. And so, but, like, you're basically, you look to your left at the line of scrimmage, you look to your right, and you know everybody because you've been playing. Like, what's that like to be so familiar with people? Like, you can give them a wink and a nod, and they know what to do.
I mean, it's amazing. I mean, the community we have, I mean, we're a family, really. I mean, for football especially, you know, it's a family. Like, those are your brothers. And I think our coaches definitely along the way. I mean, Coach Shortell, he's a really good football coach, but he's a better person coach. You know, he really builds the character of each and every one of us. So, I mean, It's really up to him to.
Now, is football or baseball? Which one is king for you?
Baseball.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, like, because I was going to ask you that, because football is the one interesting sport to me, because I have kids. My boys are, my younger one's a good athlete. And they both love sports, though, but they're not, like, on a college track. But football is interesting because there's no club sport for it, right?
Yeah.
And so, it's in some ways, it's a great equalizer. But, like, in baseball, I mean, if you're ambitious, you probably have to play club baseball too. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm playing up in Newington right now for Kevin Rival and Marcus Hill, so they're two great coaches up in Newington.
And so you're aspirational to play next level.
Oh yeah.
For
yes.
That.
Yep.
And so like that almost is the recruiting avenue more than like the high school baseball.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yeah.
And in terms of quarterback, what's it like? I mean, how many people in the program? In the football?
I would say we have almost 60.
Well, so that's not bad. I mean, and you know, some are huge, but I mean, and so you're in line to be the starter like next year.
Yep. Yeah.
And
yes.
So in terms of, I don't know, like, did you play JV or like, have you not? Have you probably had to fill in other positions while you're waiting your turn? Or how's that gone?
Yeah. So freshman year, I started out on JV. I got some varsity time towards the middle and end of the season, you know, helping out. But then this year, I didn't really know if I was going to get a starting role. I really wanted to. But the opening scrimmage, I found my role at outside linebacker. So I was like, I'm gonna run with this. This is what I
How
like.
How much do you weigh?
I'm like 160 pounds.
Oh my gosh! You must. You can lay the lumber though. I mean.
Yeah. No guy wants to get
you.
Back up. Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. That's crazy.
So I went all league this year. So, that was a big thing for me.
And at that, honestly, at your size, is it ever scary?
No, I have no fear when I'm out there. I mean, playing like that, you're not scared.
You know, I want to ask you what. One of my good friends, her older brother, played professional baseball.
Okay.
And I can tell you, he's older, so you might not know his name. And he played high school football, and he could have gone and played either sport in college or whatever, and then he chose baseball because he thought he had a better future. But if you ask them, they think if you go to any major league clubhouse, too, they talk about football as the sport they miss the most and they love the most. They just didn't have a future in it, per se. Why is that? Why is the connection between teammates and football so different and more intense and intimate than a baseball?
I mean, I would say there's two main aspects having to do with the physicality and then the mental, you know, the family part. So when those two come together, I mean, you're sitting in the fourth quarter on, like, the last drive with your brothers next to you, just getting pounded play after play by a good running back, and you guys have to come together to get the stop. I mean, there's no better feeling than getting that stop, getting that interception, throwing that touchdown. There's no better feeling, especially doing it with the guys you love.
Yeah. I also think, you know, if you don't have all 11 doing their jobs, you can't succeed, right?
Yep.
And so I think there's something kind of cool. Whereas you can be the most selfish athlete and still somehow be a good team baseball player because, like, you hit on your own, you sort of field on your own, and it's kind of a strange dynamic in baseball. Well, Joe, it's great. You go by Joe or Joey?
It doesn't matter. I mean, Joe.
Joe Louie, rising, so you're going to be a junior.
Yes.
If you want to check out Granby High School football next year.
Yes.
You can see him. What position are you on the field, on baseball field?
So I pitch, and then I play first and center.
But do you want to be a pitcher?
Yes. Yep. Pitcher.
What are you up to?
About 83.
Nice. And, you know, Carl, I'm just curious. We only have, like a minute left. You know, in terms of technology and all the distractions for kids, I mean, how are you doing with that battle in terms of getting kids to put it all down? And because you're responsible for health and wellness and not just the varsity athletes, right? I mean, how big a challenge is it in high schools today to get people physically engaged?
Yeah, so we do have a great staff. Our teachers at Granby Memorial are incredible. For the PE department, they really work on their wellness, the mental health. Cell phones are definitely a distraction, but our kids are great. They're great listeners. We have just such an amazing community that respects our teachers, our educators, our staff. They know when they're there to learn. And put the cell phones away. We do use our cell phones after school for, you know, athletics and things like that. We use huddle. We use things to watch film, which gives us a benefit in practice. But while they're there to learn, they're there to learn. And they definitely respect that. And we just have a great crew. We have a great community, great school, great kids.
So baseball, I mean, it's still pretty chilly. You guys are starting to do your work? Or?
Yeah, hopefully next weekend will be the first pitchers and catchers day.
It's awesome.
Yeah. We need some sun.
I mean, we need it. I mean, baseball in New England is nuts. You know, my wife went to Colby College, Maine. We got to go. And, like, baseball season up there, it's like, I mean, their pitching ends up being a disaster because you end up playing doubleheaders, like, all the time because the weather's so brutal. It's great to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Wish you the best of luck.
Yeah,
and we'll check it out.
Thank you for
having me. Carl, thanks for being the guy that gets us the yes, because, like, people love to hear from people like Joe, and it's just great stuff. So
thanks for having us.